Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration, children of God. I really love that title, children of God. That's who we are. God's word for us as his children, to hear, to be nourished, to be strengthened by that word, is from Zechariah. Now, I want you to tell you a little bit about Zechariah. Zechariah was coming to a people that had just been released from the Babylonian captivity. And so they're coming back to their nation. They're coming back to rebuild their nation, to rebuild their lives, to rebuild the temple. Now, this is a people that have been losing hope in their situation of life. And Zechariah is one of the minor prophets. We don't hear about the minor prophets too often. So here's Zechariah, and he writes, and he's speaking to God's children. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. So far, God's word for our consideration. You know, as they were coming back, to resettle, to rebuild their lives, they would see these parades of Roman soldiers. And the Roman soldiers, the Roman guard at that time, loved to go out and conquer cities. And when they would conquer cities, they would be bringing back the booty. They would be bringing back their riches. They'd be bringing back the people in cages that were their captives to show off those captives. You know, we're kind of like that. We're kind of like watching parades. We kind of like watching the victorious people. You know, the NBA and the NHL are heading toward their playoffs, and they're going to have this big cup. You know, the NHL is going to have this big cup, and they all kiss it. Every member of the team kisses that cup because it's precious. Well, then NASCAR has their tootling around the racetrack, and they have the winner. And the winner is this. Depends on what kind of tournament. He's either splashed with milk, or he drinks milk, or he's got this big thing around his neck. We love a winner, don't we? So the people during Zechariah's day, they didn't want a winner. They wanted the Messiah. They wanted the Messiah to live in their lives. They wanted the Messiah to come and stop all this craziness. They wanted the Messiah to make all things better. They wanted the Messiah to be there to bring the milk and honey, to bring this kingdom of utopia, to build a wall around Israel so that they will be protected from the warring hordes that wanted to devour them. You know, God doesn't work that way. God doesn't work in the way people want to envision God coming. Because God came as a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. The weak, the cuddly, the soft, Lord Jesus Christ. And so Zechariah is saying, rejoice, kingdom. Your Savior, your Redeemer, your Messiah is coming. And he's not riding on a white horse. He's not carrying cages filled with captives. He doesn't have a full cart of gold and silver, bronze and metal. He doesn't have all the fruits and the vegetation or all the food that you want to eat, because he's riding on a donkey. He's riding on the foal of a colt. He's riding on something that you would never, ever be caught with. Oh, the Israelites loved the horses. The Romans brought them in. They loved those majestic, big horses, those beautiful things. But a donkey was something to put out in the field. A donkey was to be used to plow up the field so that they could plant. But here comes your king that is coming to you on a foal of a donkey, a horrible thing. And that's what Zechariah is writing about. It's about that king that's going to come. And he is the one who's going to enter into your lives. He's going to be there for you. Only the Israelite people didn't really see it that way. Because he wasn't bringing utopia in. He wasn't eradicating the nation of all those Roman hated soldiers. We want someone who's strong. We want someone who's warlike. We want someone who wants to lead us, to enter our lives and be that huge Messiah, that huge deliverer. But Zechariah is not prophesying a huge warlike deliverer. He's prophesying about Christ. See, Martin Luther, when he was going through the scriptures, he saw Jesus Christ on every page of the scriptures. We might not think that Zechariah is writing about the Lord Jesus Christ, but we see that as Jesus was born as a babe in Bethlehem. We see that as God announces at Jesus' baptism that this is my son, listen to him. And when Jesus took with him those disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration and their eyes were cloudy and fogged over, and they declared that, and the voice came from the clouds that Jesus is the Son of God. So Jesus is the Son of God. He's not that warlike creature. He's not the one riding on the white horse. He's not the one bringing trophies to kiss, to bow down to. He's not bringing the carts of fruits and vegetables and the utopia on earth. He's not bringing a cart full of Roman soldiers in cages so you can laugh at him. Oh, he's giving himself. He's bringing himself as he announces that he is the Son of God. And you see, the Pharisees were very, very afraid of the people. That's why they cowered in their building. Doors closed. They wanted to make a plan to have this Jesus killed, but we're not going to do it for fear of the crowds, the people, because as the last sentence in the gospel lesson this morning said, see, the world is going after him. The Pharisees saw it, but they didn't believe it. They believed that they were the controller, that they were control what was happening. And that's why they controlled Judas, because they saw in him a person who didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. They saw that Judas was was after his own heart. He was after his own gain, the 30 pieces in silver. And yet, as Zechariah writes about, see, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, that this Jesus is righteous and he has our salvation in his hands. He comes to us. He's riding the donkey. He's humble. And yet he is victorious. The world doesn't see it that way. The world sees a Jesus nailed to the cross. The world sees some guy that doesn't look anything like what we envisioned a Messiah would look like. He looks defeated. He looks like he's going to die. The whole world. And yet Zechariah could. You know what's interesting with the minor prophets with the Old Testament? That it foresees Jesus. Foresees Jesus coming and dying for the sins of the world. Not for a utopia, not for all the fruits and the vegetables and ridding the land of the Roman rule. Zechariah, the minor prophets, are writing God's word, that God sees his son coming. So Zechariah says, rejoice, rejoice. Your king is coming to you. And these are people that have lost all hope because they were taken away in captivity. And they don't know what's going on. And Zechariah is proclaiming this rejoicing, this hope, this life is coming. And so we hear that Jesus has come. And that as Jesus has come and has saved us from damnation, has saved us from eternal death, to give us eternal life, our praises are welling up and welling up. And yet, we're holding back because we know what's happening. We know that the people who laid the palm branches on and the cloaks and everything for Jesus to ride and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, we know what's going to happen. We know that those people who sang so victoriously are going to turn on Jesus and they're going to yell at him and spit on him and follow him to his death because the Pharisees have told us he's a false God. He's a false man and he deserves to die, to be crucified. We see it. We know it. And praises really aren't welling up inside of us until the resurrection, until we see Jesus, the nail prints in his hand, his side, and knowing that he was resurrected by God's good grace and favor for all of us, to give all of us eternal life and forgiven of our sins. People of God, children of God, yes, rejoice. Rejoice knowing that as Zechariah proclaimed, your king, Jesus is coming to you, riding on a donkey, the foal of a colt. In Christ's holy name, amen.